Genetically engineered crops are created when genes from other plants, animals, or bacteria are used to alter their DNA. Critics call them Frankenfoods. And 2 years ago, three California counties banned farmers from growing genetically altered crops. That alarmed the agribusiness industry, and now it's fighting to keep that from happening elsewhere. So far, the industry has successfully lobbied 14 states to pass laws preventing their local governments from putting restrictions on engineered crops. Four other states are considering similar measures. Jim Byram is with the Michigan Agribusiness Association.
Frankly, it's pretty frustrating for us to look at some of the rumors that are floating around about what happens with new technology. It's reduced pesticide use. It's reduced producer expense in production. It's done all sorts of things.
Genetically engineered seeds are created in the laboratories of big seed companies like Monsanto and DuPont. The modified plants can produce higher yield crops that make their own insecticides or tolerate crop-killing problems such as drought or viruses. Proponents of the technology say genetically altered crops have the potential to feed the world more efficiently, and they say it's better for the environment. That's because the crops can be grown with fewer polluting pesticides. But critics say not enough is known yet about engineered crops' long-term ecological impact or on the health of the people who eat them.
This is Buster here, our bull.
Michelle Lutz is among the skeptics. She and her husband run an 80-acre organic farm north of Detroit. She's watching about a dozen head of the beef cattle she's raising. They're feeding on cobs of organic corn grown several yards away.
I'm surrounded by conventional farmers. The farmers right over here to my east, they're good people. And I don't think that they would intentionally do anything to jeopardize me, but they are growing genetically modified corn.
Lutz worries that pollen from genetically modified corn from those nearby fields could make its way to her corn plants and contaminate her crop by crossbreeding with it. Lutz says people buy produce from her farm because they trust that it's free from pesticides, because it's locally grown, and because it has not been genetically altered. She says she shares her customers' concerns about the safety of engineered foods. Lutz says letting local governments create zones that don't allow genetically engineered crops would protect organic crops from contamination. But Jim Byram of the Michigan Agribusiness Association says no township or county should be allowed to stop farmers from growing genetically modified crops. He says every engineered seed variety that's on the market is extensively tested by federal agencies.
Frankly, that evaluation system exists at the federal level. There's nothing like that at the state level, and there's certainly nothing like that in the local level. We want to have decisions on new technology, new seed, based on science as opposed to emotion.
But critics say the federal government's evaluation of genetically modified crops is not much more than a rubber stamp.
The FDA does not approve the safety of these crops. That's just wrong.
Doug Gurian-Sherman is a former advisor on food biotechnology for the Food and Drug Administration.
It's a very cursory process. At the end of it, FDA says, we recognize that you, the company, have assured us that this crop is safe, and we remind you that it's your responsibility to make sure that's the case. And they, you know, the data is massaged, highly massaged by the company. They decide what tests to do. They decide how to do the tests. And it's not a rigorous process.
Gurian-Sherman says local governments obviously don't have the resources to do their own safety testing of engineered foods, but he says state lawmakers should not allow the future of food to be dictated by powerful seed companies. He says local governments should be able to protect their growers and food buyers from the inadequacies of federal oversight. For the GLRC, I'm Sarah Hewlett.